Team the strong for the chunty o' the rubber, Meg, Jock Dow roared out. It'll garret grow wi' a vengeance. On a sign of the doctor's gig, speared the skiffy as she rocks down the washing green to cope the dark yellow piddles o' the nuke, for the young rhubarb lay curled up aneath the yard. Gan round to the hen's shiddies, Minnie Bruce sat down, the hen's pail, her heart thudding, her lugs cooked. Aye, I sat drawing by northeast when I was kept on sticks for the fair widdy. Dr. Henderson will visit the maister neist. He wanna be keep it long at northeast. The fair wife's due to bairn, but she's drabbit sex already. The men ken the road out new be heard. Faith, the sair man's never off the heed o' her, now when her she's bowdy legged. He just as the tweakies gallows and she lies down. It's a winner she's time to set the fire in the morning let a lean kindled. As Meg tipped the stank o'er the floor, the greaves sang out wi' a roar. Rise and team the pail, Bella, rise and team the pail. Rise and team the pail, Bella, or I'll hate to eat mysel. Minnie had passed Meg, nae 2 minutes syne, preening the washing to the tows strung for 3 nukes of the garden. The crooked arm of the rodden was the soothmas pole. A nail in the reef of the kirt shared aside the green was the Norland pole. The bow of the ache that merked the green off for the kale yard was the eastern merker. The maid's thick arms roxed up abin her head, fechting agin the wind wi' a wheat sheet. Her hands were rubbit reed raw for being steeped in the wash. She'd been up sin the buck of 5, lichting the fires and mocking the man's maid. Steen Hillock had catched a chill in the stable 3 weeks back, and much of the chav looking after her invalid maister fell on her 2 braid shoulders. She maun ha' laid the washing down for a minute and nippit into the farm house to team the reaming chunty that sat aneath the farmer's bed afore the doctor's visit. The quine devolved a whiley to lug in to fit the greave would say neist. She darna stop the doctor when he drave the gig up the road to spear who well her feyther was. Her ma or her mither Marty had mair recht to her to spear onything, but he was awa' a day at Strathbogie College in the toon, gather and leer o' a different kind. She might be her feyther's favourite, but it did her nae guid service with the life of the family. When her feyther was wheeling gone about, faith they couldna thole the call went to blawin' her. When it was dinner time, Steen Hillock would scrape the tastiest bitties of beef for his plate onto her, toozle her heed and wink, and tell her to stick in till she stuck out. Marty, her brother, had gotten books for his birthday and new squeal clays. He would rather ha' gotten a shilt like Daisy that his da had bought for Minnie, Daisy wi' hick-stepping hooves and a black star in her brew and a tail that swished like a whip. Maybe their feyther felt sorry for Minnie, for she was fully as gleg as Matty in the uptack, but ach, to spend siller na quine's education would ha' been considered a waste by the folk of the parish. But a dolly, a horse, a zither, och, this he couldn't did gie, wi' muckle love forby, leaving little hour in the wye o' affection for our dour sarcastic brother. Jock Dow had been up since 5 a.m. as early as Meg herself. It was his job to knock up the men and his wife to the stable, for he unlocked at the corn kist with the key and trusted to him Beastin Hillock to scope out the feed in each shilt's bag. It was Jock Dow if I gied the men their orders ilky morning, if I saw till it that they cleaned out the stray for the stable, groomed their horse and forked in their hay. It was Jock Dow if I cried, "Bridle!" to set them to work, if I got them louse for a brack at 8 o'clock, to sup tea for their wee tin flasks, with their stoppers corked with brown paper. It was Jock Dow if I sat them to work again till dinner time, when the horse not 2 hours to feed, giving the men time to sort their hay and feed for the night. Aye, and false was it but Jock if I strode ben the byer at milking time, morning and night, and made sure that the milk cart was loaded with full cans for the 8 mile ride to the town. Faith, fit would they a deen without Jock this last few weeks at the big toon dairy, for his maister's mither bed and her fine bra house, and her widow's weeds, were 2 unmarried daughters.